Hello everyone, it's Mistress Erica from IntelligentPhoneFantasy.com with this sample of Dear Erica. Do you have a question regarding sex, kink, fetishes? Or maybe just a general question on life, love, relationships, or even cleaning tips? I am a Virgo, and cleaning is one of my favorite things to do. But in any event, send me those questions. I want to hear them and help you with them. So email me your question at erica@enchantrixempire.com. You can reach out to me on Twitter at enchantrixerica or on Skype searching enchantrixerica at yahoo.com. These are a sampling of questions that I've received over the past few weeks that I'd like to answer for you here. The first one is, Dear Erica, when I masturbate, I can last a good long time. But when I try to have sex with a woman, I can't seem to last 2 minutes. What do I do? Help! Well, first of all, that's not unusual. When you masturbate, you have full control over your thoughts, over the stimulation you're giving to your penis. But when you're having sex with another party, there's a element of surprise, of in-person erotic stimulus, ramping up your arousal, something you can't control. So assuming you're in good health, and you did say you can last long when you masturbate, I would probably have you practice one of several things. First, a good idea is to get a partner, like myself or the other Enchantrix mistresses. We are able to add that element of surprise, of that erotic unknown that usually ramps up that arousal. Like I said before, when you're masturbating, you can control what you see, what you think, and how you touch yourself. But when you add another person, there's that unknown element of stimulation. We can provide that for you. Second, there are a couple of physical things that you can do to help delay your orgasm. One of them is Kegel exercises. Often they are the one little trick that you need to regulate your arousal and delaying that orgasm. And speaking of regulating your arousal, that's probably the third thing I would suggest, is that you engage in what is commonly known as like tantric masturbation. Tantric masturbation, the goal is not orgasm. The goal is experiencing pleasure all over your body. And it's a focused, no porn, no other stimulus, just you, relaxed, pleasuring your body. So while you're doing your tantric masturbation, you're also evaluating your arousal level at different points. And what I mean, and often when I do edging sessions, I have my play partner rate their arousal. It doesn't matter if it's accurate or not. Not at this point anyway. The whole idea is to start self-evaluating. You can adjust that number as you learn more about your arousal and responses. And what I mean by that is, on a scale of 1 to 10, 1 meaning you're flaccid and uninterested in sex. When does that ever happen? And I don't mean your penis being flaccid. I'm sure it's flaccid a lot. But when are you not interested in sex or sexual things? Right? Am I right? Second, 10 means no matter what happens, you're going to orgasm. That you've reached that point of no return. And even if you stop stimulating, you're still going to have somewhat of a pleasurable release and ejaculation. So that would mean a 9 is an edge. For some people, 8 is an edge because that quick progression from 8 to 10 happens in a blink of an eye. Once you're able to gauge your own arousal level, oh, I'm at a 5, there's plenty of room to go. You can then use that in your lovemaking. Also, for gentlemen who cannot last, I suggest making note of your refractory period. Some men, after orgasm and ejaculation, they're ready to go in an hour. Others may take several days. So what I would do is I would suggest that you engage in sexual activity perhaps halfway through that refractory period. So if it takes you a full day to recover, maybe masturbating the night before and having intercourse the next day might help you stave off that orgasm. Oh, and also, you would think that people would know this, but how about not paying attention to your dick in bed? Pay attention to her. Make sure she is pleased first before we even address your dick. That way, if you are a two-pump chump, wink, wink, nudge, nudge, kid, kid, she's already satisfied. So then you can walk away from the encounter feeling that you have at least pleasured your partner. Now, these are just a couple examples of what we could try. There's a whole laundry list of others. And the important thing to remember when you're trying to change your body's reaction is that keep in mind the old adage that the path to success is rarely a straight line. So each time you try and don't do as well, or each time you try and fail, just tells us that we either need to modify or change what we're doing. The next question we're going to talk about is, dear Erica, am I gay if I'm thinking about anal sex? No, you're not gay because you want to explore the pleasures of anal sex. For those who don't know, males have a prostate and it's best reached or stimulated through the anus. And that's why a lot of men enjoy anal penetration and anal play, is because it stimulates the prostate. It's sort of like the male equivalent to the female G-spot. Second of all, I don't think there's anything to be worried about because you want to explore all the pleasures that your body can give you. More so men than women, stimulation or your erogenous zones is between your legs, and that's just not true. Of course it feels good to stroke your penis. Of course it feels good to manipulate your scrotum and massage your testicles. Of course it feels good to stroke or penetrate your anus. But what about the inside of your thighs? What about your neck, just underneath your ear? Nipples, lips. Lips, you know what I'm saying? There's so much more to your body when it comes to sexual pleasure that if you don't explore it, in my opinion, you're missing out. So I hope that helps you. Now, you could be gay and want anal sex, but you don't have to be. Does that help? And then here's one that has very little to do with actual sex. It was Erica. I'm not a bad-looking guy, so I'm told. But whenever lately I've been trying to meet and ask out a new lady, I've been being turned down, like over and over, and it's really affecting my ego. Why am I having such a hard time picking up women, and what should I do? Now, those were his words. Why am I having a hard time picking up women? The previous part of the question, I kind of paraphrased from the paragraph he had sent to me. But his last statement was, why I'm having a hard time picking up women. Some may say it's just a saying, it's just something people say. And I'm suggesting that we take a look at the words we use, because often they're indicative of feelings, whether realized or not. Women aren't things to be picked up. Right? We are not a grocery list. You're not going to go to the fruit aisle and pick up a couple grapefruits? And every one of you thought about breasts right now, didn't you? Anyway, so when we change the words that we use when describing something, we kind of change how we view it and think about it, or at least we can. Women are not grapefruits to be picked up. If you change how you think about it, you just might have a little bit more success. I know society and, you know, the age-old pickup lines and all that stuff, but I'm here to encourage you to be who you are. As a female, as a person who's been born and grows up with a vagina and having those pickup lines put on her, and for especially for a woman that's intelligent like myself and I can pick up a pickup line from across the room, it gets tiresome. Now, if you're actually pretty clever and get me to laugh over it, then you're probably in. But what I mean is stop thinking about picking up women. Stop looking for dates. Start enjoying activities that you enjoy doing. So if you enjoy golfing, tennis, even putt-putt, hiking, whatever it is, you engage in that activity and choose to join social groups surrounding that activity. Choose activities where there's going to be females involved. Many places around the U.S., and I don't know where you live if you're outside of the United States, have different social groups. So on Facebook, I know there's a national one called Meetup, and it's a good place to join up with people who are like-minded to as you are. If you're religious, church. And you go into these activities to enjoy and to meet people, not necessarily to pick up women. You be yourself. You engage with women in the same or similar manner as you do with men. What I mean is you're looking for a friend, not necessarily a mate at this point. So you want to see a woman and say, I would like to get to know her better. Versus what your little voice in your pants usually says, right, fellas? Now, I know you're distracted by the thing between your legs, but it's important to focus on other things if you're going to make wise decisions. Perhaps jacking off right before you go to the meetup would be a good way to help quell those fires in those loins. Okay, where were we before we got sidetracked by Dick? It seems to happen to me all the time. Okay, so here we go. Okay, I would like to find out more about her. So when you start talking to her or trying to get to know her, how about not complimenting how she looks? We're used to it, guys. We are so freaking used to every Joe Blow down the street going, oh, look, you look nice in that skirt, or, oh, your hair looks sexy. It's not going to do anything for us. We're used to it. So if your typical approach is to throw up compliments to her, this is probably a different approach that you want to think about trying. And keep in mind, many times, when a man leads with a pickup line or obvious flattery, it just might all of a sudden the walls go up for women. Here's the creepazoid pickup line coming, you know, our red lights go off in our brain. But if you say, for instance, I like kayaking. So if I were to join a kayaking group, and a gentleman was interested in getting to know me and possibly ask me out on a date, he might make a comment on, how did you arrive at the decision to get this model? What do you like about it? Or even admitting that you're a novice and asking for help. I just started kayaking and every time I'm done, my shoulders are killing me. Do you know what I might be doing wrong? What I'm saying is you appeal to her intelligence and her abilities, and not necessarily her physical form. That's going to allow her not to automatically put up those flags and pull down that wall. Here's just some other horny toad trying to get in my pants. Okay, does that make sense? And conversely, if you just want to get off and you want some sexy company, I'm just a phone call away. So what did you think about my advice? I hope I made you smile and maybe learned a thing or two. I invite you to submit your questions to me at erica@enchantrixempire.com. For your erotic phone session, best friend therapy advice, call 1-800-601-6975.